You took up the paragraph? Paragraph. In the introductory paragraph, put in, quote, I will have access to confidential information which, if divulged, could harm the Pacifica Foundation, unquote. And replace the phrase... I may be subject to discipline by the foundation to, I may be subject to removal from the board. Is that right?
And the rest of that sentence, too, the same.
Okay, so we are replacing, the same would be, that is the end of the sentence.
I may be subject to removal from specific boards and committees on which I sit or other penalties.
Okay, hold on here. Hold on. Let me grab that. Okay, well, I have to write that in there. Maybe subject to removal. Hold on.
Maybe you can send it to...
It's just deleting eight words.
Sure. Okay.
If you send it to us, could you send it in the body of the email? Because the attachments don't come through if you're reading it on the web. So I haven't been able to read any of this.
Okay. All right. So it would replace, I may be subject to discipline by the foundation.
No, it would just read, I may be subject to removal from Pacifica boards and committees on which I sit or other penalties.
Right. Okay. Actually, the better thing might be to move to strike.
That's what you want.
Strike the word discipline by the foundation period. Such discipline may include, so that it would then read as you want. I may be subject to removal.
Exactly. That's it.
Okay. So why don't we just say strike? Strike. Second one.
Somebody has a waterfall in the background periodically. Could they please mute when they're not speaking?
Sounds like an airplane taking off.
Yes, it does. Okay.
Okay, next one.
Okay, so it would simply then be... Okay, so that part becomes strike... Discipline by the words, discipline by the foundation, such discipline may include. Okay. The quotes on that. And then finally add a phrase about this not precluding LSB and PNB members sharing information among themselves.
And there's another one too, probably deemed confidential. Properly confidential.
Oh, where does that go?
That goes in the second sentence at the top.
Where it says confidential information, you want to make it...
Is information that is disclosed in confidence and properly deemed confidential? If Dan doesn't object to that, I don't object to it. But that was Bob's suggestion.
Okay. Properly deemed.
Dan, you have any objection to that?
Hello? No, objection. Sorry.
Okay.
All right, so let me go over this again so we make sure so that we don't argue about it for 6 months. The motion is to add the words certain limited to the first, second, and third items. In introductory paragraph, put, I will have access to confidential information. Write the words, discipline by the foundation, period. Such discipline may include. Add a phrase about this does not preclude LSV and PNB members sharing info among themselves, and add the word properly before deemed confidential.
That true?
That,
DB, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. So those are the changes. Any objection to adopting that?
Wait, we're talking about the changes or the main body of the motion?
Change, incorporating these changes into this, into the...
Are we going to have a vote on the motion?
Yes, we will have a vote. If people object to it, then we vote on it.
Well,
this is Lydia.
In that case, I want to
we
have a roll call vote.
We can take a roll call.
This is Lydia.
Go ahead, Lydia.
Okay, although I seconded this just because everybody clearly has concerns and for people's comfort level, I really think we've just made it. Unnecessarily elaborate, but I seconded it in order to move forward. But I just want to say that, you know, all the policies, all the rules in the world, all the forms that we sign, none of them are a substitute for our training as board members. And I've got to tell you, it comes as naturally as breathing. This afternoon, in fact, when we had the ED search committee, we met in executive session because obviously the applicants, some of them are still employed, et cetera. And it is so natural for our committee every single week to just report out, agree to report out, and the entire committee is there so that if I as chair forget to report something we agreed on, they just would chime in or whatever. And, you know, by and large, every single thing short of the people's names is able to be reported out. And it really is a matter of practicing that. And I don't know what to say. I mean, I think that this is extremely useful. I think we should have it because most board members I have found don't have a lot of board experience in other organizations. Therefore, that's why I think that this is useful. But I would really hope that each of us can just become very accustomed to doing that in every committee, that we're really diligent about reporting out. It's really an easy and important thing to do.
Thank you. Okay, these amendments then, is there any objection to adopting these amendments to the proposal?
I'd like to abstain, sir.
Okay, okay, so we'll take it.
Just mark me as an abstention.
Okay.
Mark me as abstention also. Dan Woods here.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Go ahead.
If people want to go on record as abstaining, we need to have a vote. Otherwise.
Okay, we can take it. Go ahead, take a vote. That's all.
A point of order.
Hold on this.
Go ahead, Bob.
Okay. Phoebe's amendments are amendments to a motion, but we've never actually, I haven't heard an underlying motion.
Well, my motion is to make these edits to the draft confidentiality agreement, which then somebody might move to
the... I seconded it.
Yeah.
This is Lydia.
Okay. Okay, now that answers it, because, I just want to ask the chair to clarify. In other words, clearly there's several of us, myself included, who don't support this being in the form of an agreement, but support the content within it. So... then if we vote yes for Phoebe's amendment, then that doesn't indicate that we're supporting the underlying
document. No. What we're going to do is we're going to vote on these amendments. They go into this document, and then we can vote on the document as amended.
Okay, fine.
Okay? Okay. So go ahead, Arpa. I'll take a roll call.
Okay. This is on... Okay, hold on 1 second. I need to identify this, so we'll find it later. Okay. Do people need this thing reread?
No.
Actually, I'm sorry. Can I just see if we can agree on one non-controversial amendment, additional amendment?
Yeah. Separate
just sort of a clerical or a sort of a book, housekeeping thing?
Well, I can't guarantee you before I hear it. What is it?
Okay, it's... There's references to committees sometimes, but not consistently, and I think since there are finance committees, local and national, that need to engage in some confidential discussions, I think it should be clear throughout. Whenever it says, you know, PNB or LSB, it should add or committee.
Okay. Is there any objection to adding that?
No.
No.
No objection, we add that. Okay. Go ahead, R. Paul.
Okay. On this motion, the whole big motion. Race Aaron.
Oh, no.
Wait a second. What are we voting on?
Just the amendments.
Yes. Well, okay.
Just the amendments.
All right. Here's the thing. As Bob pointed out, nobody made a motion before. So this is not. This is a motion. Parliamentarily, this is a motion. However, it's amending a document. We're not near voting on the document yet.
We are not.
We're just passing amendments.
We are incorporating this into the document.
However, this is a motion.
Yeah.
Okay? In other words, we would be changing the document.
That's what
it doesn't say we're even going to bother with the document ever again in our lives. So I'm just pointing out this is a motion, not an amendment per se. All right? It is amending.
We can do this.
Motion.
Okay, we can do this.
Okay?
Sorry, excuse me, this is Dan. I have to get off the call now.
Okay, Dan, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Dan, for your patience.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Okay,
talk to you all. See you soon. Bye.
Okay, thanks, Dan.
Okay.
Ready?
Let's do this.
Okay.
Can somebody make a motion to adopt the Pacifica Foundation confidentiality agreement?
Wait, what happened? We have to vote on the amendment first.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, Sarv, I think we're fine. Let's just do what
Paul just said. That's fine. Go ahead, Rarpa, go ahead. Take the vote.
Hey, Sarah.
Abstain.
Lydia Brazon.
Yes.
Jim Brown.
Yes.
Ken Jamont. Joseph K.
Yes.
Patrick Hilgauer.
Yes.
Tracy Larkins. Bob Lederer.
Yes.
Paul Mark. Yes. Sarv Randhawa.
Yes.
Thomas Ruffin. Wendy Schroll.
Abstain.
Deb Shafto. Phoebe Morgan.
Yes.
Stan Woods.
This is amendments, correct?
Yes.
We're amending the document, yes.
Yes. Not the main body, not the main motion. Abstain.
Okay, going back. Thomas Ruffin. Once, twice, three times? Okay, not voting. All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8-4. 0 against and 3 abstentions.
Thank you. Now, Chair will entertain a motion to adopt the document as amended.
I so move.
This is Bob. Can I appoint a parliamentary inquiry? Can I first make another amendment on the draft document before we get to the underlying issue?
Sorry, I couldn't hear you, Bob. Go ahead.
Before we go ahead to the underlying, adopting the agreement as a whole, can I make another motion to amend the draft on another a different point?
The motion has been made and seconded now. Is there a substantial change or is it a small amount? What is it?
It's substantial.
We're still going to vote on the main body, right?
Bob, we have a motion here to accept the document as amended. And we come to a discussion there at that time, you can offer it. Okay? Our motion now is that has been made and seconded is to adopt the document as amended. And it's been seconded. Now, any objection to that?
Yes, we need to vote.
Yes, I have an objection.
Who made the motion to accept?
Is there a time here? Let's see. Go ahead. Bob did.
I think it was Phoebe.
Okay, thank you.
And who seconded?
Jim.
Well, there's no seconds in a committee, so it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Find out in a minute who made it.
Okay. Go ahead. Any objections to adopting this? Document and amend it.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead, take your call.
Yeah, vote.
No, excuse me. No, we have the right to debate and to offer amendments.
That's right.
Point of order?
We are out of time here, Bob.
Okay, I move to extend by 20 minutes.
Second, Stan Woods, KPFA.
Extend time by 20 minutes. Objection to extending time for 20 minutes?
Yes.
Okay, there's a objection. Take a roll call, please.
Well, point of order.
Is there any objection?
Oh, you said yes.
I know, but I have a question. Where are we on time for the meeting?
Time we adjourn usually at 7 o'clock.
Actually, we're 5 minutes overtime is what we are.
And the other part of the point of order, isn't there other items on the agenda?
Well, they'll have to wait. Because we had all previously agreed on that we'll adjourn the meetings at 7 o'clock. Okay. Go ahead. Take the roll call.
Okay, this is on a motion for
extending time.
Extend the time of this meeting by 20 minutes.
Yeah, I will take 2/3 vote. Yeah.
I'm sorry, question for Sarv. Sarv, before the roll call, was there an objection to extending?
Yes.
Yes.
Was there more than one? Because usually if there's one...
No, it doesn't matter.
Okay. It's just to save time.
If there's only...
For that one person.
Well, it doesn't matter. We'll just take a here. Go ahead, take a roll call here.
Okay, on the matter of extending by 20, Grace Aaron.
Abstain.
Lydia Brazil. Lydia Brazil.
Pass.
Jim Brown.
Yes.
Adrienne Jamont.
No.
Dodger Kilgour.
Yes.
Nikki Larkin. Bob Butterer.
Yes.
Yes.
Mark Paul Martin. Abstain. Sarf Rendawa.
No.
Thomas Ruffin. Wendy Schroll.
No.
No.
Deb Shafto.
No.
Deb Shafto's here?
Yes.
Okay, Deb Shafto, on the motion to extend by 20 minutes, how do you vote?
No.
No.
Phoebe Ann Sorgan.
No, I'm sorry, I have another meeting.
Dan Woods.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, is Thomas Ruffin here? Okay, I guess not. Okay, that's the vote. It's 1, 2, 3.
Wait. Mine was a pass, remember? This is Lydia. And so I'm going to vote yes.
I'm going to vote yes. 1, 2, 3, 4. And 5. Yes. 5. No. 2 abstentions. The motion failed.
Okay. So let's go ahead and take a roll call on the main motion as amended.
Point of order.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because this motion failed, it does mean the meeting has to adjourn, but it does not require us to take a vote on the underlying motion. It just it just says the meeting is over, and we continue our business at the next meeting.
That's correct.
Point of order?
We've always,
as tradition, we have always finished the vote.
We have always finished the vote if we're right in the middle of taking a vote.
So
we're going to go ahead and take a vote.
Mr. Chair, I would make a point of order that I believe Robert says that in a situation where you have a motion pending, that if you run out of time and you can't extend, I believe the thing you can do, that you have to do at that point, is deal with the item.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Thank you.
I think that's what we're supposed to do.
Thank you.
Yep.
Go ahead.
All right.
I move to postpone consideration of this motion until the next meeting.
I don't think you can make another motion.
You can't make another motion. That's the whole point.
Thank you.
You can, and a motion to table can be made at any time and is not debatable.
Please go ahead. Not
one time has expired. That was the point of extension.
Point of order.
I see. Okay.
Point of order.
Go ahead, Darpal. Take a roll call.
Point of order.
Go ahead.
A motion to postpone is always in order, regardless of whether you're, you know, as long as the roll call is not actually started, it is in order, even if the time has expired. That's the one motion, either to extend the meeting or to postpone the item that is in order under Robert's rules. I'm sure Bar Paul could let me know whether I'm correct.
I looked it up, but my
so we have to vote now on whether to table or not?
No, it's postponed.
It's still two-thirds, isn't it?
Our majority.
Oh.
What we have done in the past here, at time, we always take the vote. If you're in the middle of taking a vote.
You must entertain any motion to postpone. You don't have to pass it. You could vote it down if you want, but you must at least take a vote on the motion to postpone.
Point of order. But the chair had already ruled that we were going to take the vote on the motion.
Yes.
So how can then somebody say, okay, well, I now move to postpone?
It's not too late under Robert's rules until the vote is actually underway.
I rolled that since we are in the middle of, we are right.
Wait. Paul, go ahead.
Of taking the motion, vote on the main motion as amended, and I think we should finish it. It just takes only a few seconds. And I think we have done it in the past, and I think this is our practice, and I think we should stay with that. So I think I'm going to rule that we take a vote. Go ahead,
Chair.
Okay, well, I really hate to do this, but I'm going to appeal the ruling of the Chair.
Okay, go ahead. It's all those in favor of upholding the chair.
Well, no, excuse me. Debate is allowed on appealing the ruling of a chair.
We don't have any time left.
It's always allowed. We can't foreclose debate, you know, on the very question of whether to end the meeting immediately or not, or whether to, you know, whether to vote without any discussion.
So now we vote on whether people want to appeal the ruling of the chair or not.
Right.
Is that correct?
That's correct.
You're actually
right,
voting on whether to uphold the ruling.
Uphold the ruling.
Right. But first we can, the chair and the person appealing have a chance to briefly state their position first.
Well, okay. Go ahead. You go ahead and state your position. And please be brief.
Yes, I will. Well, as I said before, it is not too late. It is never too late to move to postpone until the vote is actually underway. The fact that the chair said, "Okay, we will now move to the roll call," is not too late. It would be too late if the secretary had read a name and the person said yes or no, and then, you know, that would be too late. But up until that point, under Robert's rules, it is still within the time allowed, and it allows the body to exercise its judgment on whether it's premature to vote at this time or whether they need more information or more consideration.
Would you say the same thing if it was Patty appealing at the LSB meeting in New York?
That's okay, Wendy. That's
fine. It's just
Wendy,
a discussion.
Thank you. That's all right.
Please
refrain from attacking anybody or even interfering in the process here. So
I call the question on upholding the chair's decision.
Well, thank you. I have said it already, and I think we're going to take a vote on it.
Could I debate on this too?
Pardon me?
Could I say something on this?
It's not debatable.
Yes, it is.
It is debatable.
Motion to appeal is debatable.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to say, okay, I'm rushing through Roberts here, but it's a subsidiary motion. And in general, a subsidiary motion is something that attaches to something else. So the chair ruling that he wants to go to, we need to go to a vote because time is up, makes that motion that we need to vote on, I guess, the thing that we have to do. However, that means that you can't bring up a motion to everyone will now, turn around 180 degrees or something. But you can bring up a motion about the motion. For instance, someone could say, I move we adopt this as unanimously or something like that. But one of the things you can do is a subsidiary motion, which is to postpone to the next meeting. And if we want to take some time, we could look this up, and I'm sure it's exactly as Robert's, but I would need to use both hands to do that.
Okay.
You can't type on the phone and
okay.
Sit through Robert's all at the same time. So I would suggest the motion's in order. The motion to postpone is in order.
I think.
Well, then you will vote not to uphold the chair's
right.
ruling.
That's right.
Period.
May we vote now?
Right.
Yeah, let's vote.
Oh, okay.
I move
the
we vote.
The other want to speak? That's it. Go ahead, Arpaul. Go ahead and take a vote. Uphold the chair.
Okay. Give me a second here to get that up. Yes, this is on appeal. Appealing the ruling of the chair that the motion to postpone is out of order. Grace Aaron.
Wait. Can we clarify? Everybody understands that you're voting yes or no on upholding the chair.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
All right.
On upholding the chair. Is that what we're talking about?
Yes.
Or not
yes.
Upholding?
Okay, yes. I should explain this because this is backwards.
Yes.
A vote of yes means you uphold the chair's ruling. A vote of no means you oppose the chair's ruling.
Thanks.
So if you want the motion to postpone
that's
to be
that's
in order, you vote no.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Okay? All right. Grace Aaron.
No.
Lydia Bazan.
Yes.
Tim Brown.
Yes.
Adrienne Jamont. Joseph Kay.
Yes.
Vadra Kilgour.
No.
Tracy Larkin, Bob Lederer.
No.
Arpaul Martin, no. Darvin Dawa.
Yes.
Thomas Ruffin.
Yes.
Wendy Schroll.
Yes.
Deb Shafto.
Yes.
Dan Sorgan.
Yes.
Dan Woods.
No.
Okay.
One, two, three, four, five. We have eight yeses to uphold the chair. One, two, three, four. And five noes. The motion to appeal has failed. The chair's ruling is upheld.
And let's move on to the main motion as amended.
Going now to the motion, which is...
To adopt the confidentiality agreement as amended.
As amended.
Okay. This is a motion to adopt the confidentiality agreement as amended. Grace Aaron.
No.
Lydia Brazan.
Yes.
Jim Brown.
Yes.
Dan Jamont, Joseph Kay.
Yes.
Vadra Kilgour.
No.
Larkins, Bob Lederer.
No.
Arpaul Martin, no. Sarv Randhawa.
Yes.
Thomas Ruffin.
No.
Wendy Schroll.
Yes.
Deb Shafto.
Yes.
Phoebe Ann Sorgan.
Yes.
Dan Woods.
No.
Okay, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We have 7 yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7 no.
Oh,
I'll count this again.
No.
Let me count this again. One, two, three, four, five. Oh, I'm sorry, that is six. Okay, we have 7-4, 6 no. And so it would pass.
Thank you. And so,
excuse me,
minority, for the minority report, if I'm going to forward these to the Muskoka National Board. And if minority has a report to go with it, we'll take that and we'll pass that on to the Pacifica National Board as well, so that they will have a full picture of it, of the motion is passed, as well as the minority report and majority report. So
just
I think we are fine, so I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Very quick question about the timing. are?
What timing about what?
When you're going to submit it, so that, because I'd like to work on the minority report, but I want to know the deadline.
You'll have plenty of time. You know, you can call me in the email here.
Okay.
I don't know.
Can I ask a question too, Stan? Here, can anyone submit a minority report or minority opinion?
I think
the National Board on this.
I think you can incorporate that in the minority report as well.
I'd volunteer to make a first draft, and whoever wants to sign on or make suggestions could, you know, get work with me back and forth.
Or
you write your own.
And our next meeting will be our regular meeting, and I would entertain a motion to adjourn. We are way over time here. And
I move to adjourn. This is Lydia.
Thank you. Any
when is our next meeting?
It's already there on the PPFDX. I don't know the date right now. Let me see.
September 20th.
September
20th.
Yeah, motion to any objection to adjourning the meeting?
No. Good night, everybody.
No objection. Thank you very, very, very kindly, and thank you for all your patience. Thank you.
Okay,
good night.
Thank you for the call.
Thank you.